Now let's go back to the stack on, or actually we didn't start it. So what we agreed was that I will invite the four people with proposals to have 2 minutes each to present their proposal however they see fit. So it's in order of those that were offered. So we start with Janet.
Wow, 2 minutes. Okay. So, yes, so since there was it was not specific which election should be held in 2015, whether the one that was postponed or the regular election per the bylaws in the new three-year cycle. And since there's issues with if only an election, a single election, or an election for the carryover from the earlier one that did not happen in 2013 or 2014, which would only elect 12 delegates of the 24 for each LSB, there would be missing a chunk of 12 delegates who should be elected in 2015 in a regular election. So my proposal is basically to reset the whole election like the 2003 transition election, which was one election that elected all 24 delegates for each LSB, half of them for a short term and the other half for a long term. And so that's what my proposal basically is a basically a combined election of the delayed one that didn't happen and the regular one that would happen in 2015 with using the model from the 2003 election that is in the bylaws, that model is in the bylaws. And then in 2016, we'd be back to a regular 2016 election.
Okay, so can you wrap up, Janet?
Yeah, so basically there are three elections that should happen that since the one that happened in the 3 year chunk of time, 2012 to 2014, only one happened then. There should have been a second one. In the next 3 year cycle,
you really have to
should
wrap
be,
up.
There should be two. So in any case, we have to make up for three sets of 12 delegates and in two elections. And one would be for 24 and the other one would be for 12.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right, next is Serene.
Okay, Maria Elena on the stack.
No, we're not having a stack yet. We're letting the four people present, and then we'll have a stack. So go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so we're playing catch-up, and when we're playing catch-up, things that are less than perfect are even less perfect than they ordinarily would have been. We have, in fact, effectively, by not having an election in 2013 or in 2014, we have, in fact, extended people's terms. We have half of the board for people who had normal elections where they met quorum and so on and so forth, where half of their members should have left or been up for re-election in 2013 and off the board by December 2013. That did not happen. Those people are, they've served through 2014, and except for persons who reach their 16 mats, they will, in fact, be serving for 2015, so that those people will have had a five-year term. Rather than simply blundering into it, an extension, I think we need to look at the numbers and look at the dollars. We need to have as few elections as we can and get back on track as soon as we can in terms of having the elections in their proper years. The proposal that I sent does, in fact, as I said, acknowledge a five-year term for those elected in 2010. It extends to a four-year term from the original intention of 3 years for those elected in 2012. by the with these 2015 elections scheduled for later this year, we'll be back to people getting a three-year term. Elections in 2016, those people will also get a three-year term. But most importantly, although we've had to extend terms, we avoid having to, in a single election, not a single seating, which I understand, which is a different concept, but a single election on... Okay, thanks. We avoid having the entire board change or subject to change in a single election. I think that's probably one of the things we want to guard most against. Thanks.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Okay, yeah, we're not starting the stack until we've heard from all four presenters. But I'll have you
answer. I've only seen two motions. Is there a third and fourth?
No, we agreed on this procedure. We're not actually introducing motions right now. We're having people present the concepts, and then, you know, at a later point, they can introduce them as a formal motion. So next is Richard.
Well, there's another that I actually introduced 2 months ago.
Excuse me, is that Hank? Hank,
yes.
Please ask to be recognized. What is it that you're asking to be recognized? Because we had an order that we agreed upon.
Yes. Well, you didn't specify each motion. There is a motion I put forth either November or early December regarding how to proceed with elections in an expedient and low-cost fashion.
Okay, but does that address the question of 2013 versus 15 versus 16? Because that's the topic on tonight's agenda, not
yes,
how to do it
did.
Cheaper.
It was specifically to that.
Okay, then I'll add you to the list of presenters after we have Richard and Vanessa. So, Richard, go ahead. 2 minutes.
Thank you, Bob. I think I can be pretty quick on this. I pretty much agreed with Serene's. I just thought I had figured a way to make the wording a little shorter. I think we get this thing real complicated, it's going to just go over everybody's head. And I think we need to forget about that 2013 election, just set it down. We don't have to do it. We certainly can't do but one election a year, if that many. And like Serene said, if you do one election this year, everybody's going to be extended, some people to 5 years, some people to 4 years, that term. That may not be the person, but that term is going to go. You do an election this year and relieve those people that have the extension to 5 years. Then next year you can have another election and relieve the people that have had their term extended 1 year. Then you're back on track. Then you don't have to have another until 2018. And I don't know where my words are on that, but yeah, I pretty much agree with Serene on that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Okay, Vanessa?
Okay, so my proposal is a reaction to Serene's motion. And my apology to Serene, when I sent the email out at 8:30 this evening, I called her Celeste, so my apology. I was in a hurry. So basically, I agree with Serene's idea of having two elections to compensate for the missed election. However, what I'd like to do instead of having two separate and equally expensive elections is to have one combined election for the same period that Serene was talking about, which I'll call term one and term two. The advantages of doing that are that one election, one, is much less expensive than two elections, which seems to be the original reason that we didn't have elections to start with. One election would not result in further extending already extended LSB terms, which is potentially an imposition on the lives of LSB members, some of whose terms would already have expired if not for the missed election. And three, it does not result in having one election does not result in the potential conflict between LSB members who actually might want their terms to be extended, but they're not selected for that extension. So the logistics of which candidates would run for term one versus term two can be worked out if there's just a commitment to gaining the advantages in having one election.
Okay, thanks. And Vanessa, I have not seen your motion. So
you know what I think happened is I'm not on the election committee
right.
list. But it was returned. And so it hopefully it reached at least some people,
okay.
But
can I,
but
yeah, good. If there's a member of election of governance who's also on elections, who's at,
yeah.
sitting at their computer, could they please forward it to the election listserv? Is there anyone who can do that?
I'm sitting. I haven't opened my email. Let me open
okay.
my email.
Well,
I'll
if anyone can, if not we,
Bob, may I make what I think is a correction?
Sure.
I don't think either Serene's or mine proposal, and I don't know what my proposal was anymore, but I don't think either one of those call for any more than one election this year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then the last presenter is
sure,
Hank.
Thanks.
And then we'll open up the stack. So, Hank, go ahead. 2 minutes.
Okay. Basically, mine was just... And I'll send it out now to the election committee so that people can look at it. It's basically that we go with the whatever degree of updated list that we have at the various stations in the national office and use SurveyMonkey to go forward with elections and allow people to request a written ballot. But it's far cheaper than anything that anybody's proposed. It's far faster than anything anybody's proposed. It does away with the 2013 missed election and the missed opportunity in 2014 and just puts us up to the elections where we are. Now, as I've heard that we do have a fair amount of support for the idea of not having the entire board change out, it could easily be split into, you know, first and second position to fill the staggered terms. And that should be to everybody by now.
Okay, thanks. All right.
And the dates, of course, will have to go with what the current edicts are for the PNB.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Hank. All right. So
Jose
now,
Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Yes, Jose Luis. Now, hang on. Let me list the entire stack, and then we'll call on people. So, who else wanted to speak?
Michael to the stack.
Michael.
Margie has a
Margie.
Question.
Well, question.
Janet.
Yeah. Questions go first. Janet. Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. We'll take more later. So, question first. Margie.
Okay. I'm sorry to. Maybe I'm not focusing, but. I'm assuming that none of these proposals would extend the term of someone who's used up their 6 years.
Right.
Right? Nobody gets extended beyond 6 years. Okay.
Right.
Because
that
worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I just needed. I'm
sure.
Lost in words. Thank you all very much.
All right. So, Jose Luis.
Okay. So. I don't agree with any of these proposals. I think we need to have an election let it be the 2013 elections because according to the bylaws, that's what has been missed. And the whole purpose of elections is because we have exhausted our alternate list already. So once we have these lists, the 2013 people go into effect and they'll be termed out accordingly. Likewise, the 2012 people would be termed out accordingly, and we have alternative lists that would take care of this. Now, there's bylaw amendments, and that's where you fix this, and those are going to be this coming year. And the next PMB will decide whether or not it's going to amend these bylaws. Otherwise, we should have the 2013 election, and then the bylaws take care of how everything goes in place with these alternate lists.
Okay. Michael?
Okay, here's the situation. If we have the 2013 election and it's the only election that takes place in 2015, we're going to elect people for 1 year, the remainder of the 2013 term. And then we're going to have no 2015 election if we're extending all the people elected in 2012 without any vote of when that election is going to happen. Then we face the same problem in 2016 of either having a combined election or scrapping an election. So that's a non-starter. The choices before us are the two that were proposed basically by Janet or Serene. One is to have a combined election for both the 2013 seat, which would end in 2016, and the regular 2015 seat, which would be the 2018. And then you have a regular 2016 election, which runs to 2019. So the people who are elected for 1 year let me finish my point as quickly as possible without interruption. So, or the alternatively, you basically say the 2013 election is a dead letter. We have an election in 2015. That's the 2015 election. Recognize what it is, because the term of office is going to be the 2015 term, the 2018. And you have a 2016 election. That's going to be the 2016 election, the term, 2019. Those are the two choices. There's no other choices. The only other point I want to make is that KPFK is a special case because KPFK failed to achieve quorum in 2012. Under the bylaws, we must elect our entire board in this next election because that's what the bylaws require. We missed the quorum, the next election, the people whose terms were extended. We have people on the board who've been serving since 2009, and their terms will expire and their term limits will be up in 2015. All those people have to be replaced in this election. And we have people serving since 2010, whose term has already been extended because of the 2013 election. So all of those people, we have our entire board on extended terms. They must all be replaced in this election, which will be the regular bylaws requirement of, the top nine have the long term, the bottom next nine have the short term, and the same for the staff.
Okay.
So we have to decide about the other alternatives, the other stations, but the KPFK, it's clear.
Okay. You're done, Michael?
Yes.
Jan,
Tony,
was next.
I'm
sorry, was that Tony, did I hear?
And Hank.
And Maria Elena.
All right, hang on. All right, Tony, Hank, Maria Elena.
And Mal.
Who? And Mal. Mal and then Serene. Okay.
And Vanessa.
And Vanessa. And let me just notice, everyone, I will always call on people for the first time first, so don't worry why I'm skipping over some of you, because you've already spoken. Okay, so Janet is next. Or actually, Janet.
Richard to the stick.
Janet presented, so I'm going to come back to the presenters after new people speak.
Okay, Richard to the stick.
Okay, I got you. So the next new person is Tony.
Yes, my only concern, and I think it's also a situation here at WPFW, we hold both those elections, our entire board would be up for election. The people who should have been elected to one term in from 2013 and the one who had 3-year terms will be up this year also. So I think if we go with the double election thing, our entire board would be up to election, and that's 24, well, at least all of the listener seats, and possibly, I think, even the staff seats. So that's, that's going to be a huge ballot for our listeners to review, and I'm concerned about that. That's the confusion and the concern about that. If some way we can break that up. But that's my only reservation about it. With 24 candidates, and, you could possibly have anywhere from 40 to 50 people running for these offices if the entire, all of the seats are up. And that's total confusion. I'm really concerned about that logistically in that perspective. That's my only reservation. So I don't have an answer for that, but I'm thinking through that. That's my concern here with WPFW.
Okay. Maria Elena.
First of all, it should be noted that the 2012, those who were elected in 2012 for 3-year terms, were not elected until December of 2012. And what is being proposed, is either a double election that would include those persons whose terms officially and technically do not expire until the end of this year. But moreover, I agree with the statements made by other members of the committee regarding the importance of having some continuity and not putting in entirely new and possibly inexperienced PMB members in one fell swoop. And so I'm concerned not only about the fairness of that, it would be cutting terms short by several months, those whose 3-year term would naturally expire at the end of this year in December, but moreover, it would be exposing the running and the operations of Pacifica to a very possibly an entirely new board with no continuity to what has been done in the past. So I'm concerned about, and then the third factor, Tony brought it up, and that is just how confusing a doubled-up ballot would be, how huge and confusing it would be. I don't know that, that would be fair to either the membership or the candidates, or for that matter, the ultimate goal, which is to maintain some sort of representative democracy, but also some sort of continuity in the governance of Pacifica. Over.
Okay, thanks. Mal?
I can't get off this board fast enough, frankly. I mean, the backbiting, the nastiness, the lying is much more than I want to spend my last couple of years of life with. But if you want to save money, the easiest thing to do for me seems to me to extend those of us elected in 2010 who should have been re-election in 2013, just extend our term for one more year and have the 2015 election. That seems to me to solve the problems that the people who claim to be looking out for the money are after. I'll stop there, and we have 11 minutes left on the clock.
Okay, thanks. All right, now back to the presenters, all five of whom wanted to speak again, so I'll start with Serene.
Okay, I'll be very brief. I would like us to vote on whether we want to have a double election in 2015 or a single election in 2015, and I think after that we know what we're doing. You know, then okay. We can look at the specifics of the motion.
Okay, is that a motion?
That's my motion.
Okay, so that's if I can ask that I'll call on the other presenters, but for the moment, let's just focus on the motion, the latest motion, which is to our next vote will be on whether to have a single or a double election this year, and then obviously that leaves several other issues to be decided later. But so if folks want to address pro or con on that motion, and then we'll come back to your other points. So, Vanessa, do you want to address that motion?
Sure. I guess the comment
Janet
I was going to
make.
Okay, I'll add you. You're on, Janet. But go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so I guess the comment I was going to make would sort of address that anyway. If I just want to make sure I'm understanding terms. So what is meant by a double election is to have two separate elections as compared to a single election, which would be one combined election, correct?
Serene, hold on. Serene, you want to address that?
An election.
And Carol around the back, please.
Okay.
Come on.
Go ahead, Serene.
A normal election would be for 12 seats, 9 listeners, 3 staff. A double election would be for 24 seats, 18 and 6.
Okay, gotcha.
At the same time.
A single election for that.
Okay,
so I'm again in response to Serene's motion, speaking in support of one single combined election. And I think a part that I left out of it that would perhaps make that make more sense, in addition to the cost savings, is that the members would be seated. It would be a combined election for term one. You'd have X number of candidates. And then for term two, you'd have X number of candidates. Term one candidates would be seated immediately or whenever they should be seated. And the term two candidates would be seated in the next following period. I hope that I'm stating that correctly. So they would not all be seated at one time. So there would not be an entire overturn of the board at one time. Save the money, get back on track, and solve some other problems.
Okay, so I have Janet, Richard.
Yeah, Teresa, for point of information.
Okay, hang on.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
And Bob, John into the queue, please.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. So what I got first from before, I have Janet, Hank, Richard, then Carolyn.
Michael.
Michael, John, and who was the other person? Sorry. All right, well, we'll start with those. So
William.
And William. Okay. So next is Janet.
Okay. So the bylaws are very explicit about the elections, and both Serene's and mine involve bylaws violations.
Yeah.
I compared the two, and mine ended up with much fewer bylaws violations than Serene's.
William,
had
a point of order.
Excuse me.
Okay, hang on. Points of order do take precedence. So what's your point of order, William?
We're supposed to be addressing whether to elect 12 people this year or elect 24 people this year. Is that what Janet is talking about?
Yes, because my proposal involves electing 24 and Serene's involves electing 12.
I have a point of information,
Teresa. May I finish?
Hang on. Let me just clarify under Robert's rules. Points of order can be used to interrupt someone if it's that what they're speaking about violates the rules. But a point of information must wait till they're done. Okay? So just be clear on that. Go
Thank
ahead,
you.
Janet. Finish.
All right. So how to handle members learning about a large number of candidates. It was done in 2003, so we can look at how it was done then. Regarding ending up with all new members on a board, well, that might be a good thing. Some members whose terms are up, whose terms have been extended, might want to leave the board. They might not want to stay with an extended term. So I sent my comparison of the two proposals to both the election committee and the governance committee earlier today. And it just spells out all these issues.
Okay. Hank, who had the point of information for Janet? Who had a question
for
Janet?
This is Teresa, I do.
I just wanted to add, one more thing. Seating LSB members in the middle of the term, the bylaws say they're supposed to be seated in December, not in the middle of a term. So it's that makes it even more complicated.
Okay. Let's see. Hank?
I have a point of order, please.
Yes. Go ahead.
I thought we agreed that people are going to speak for 1 minute.
Yes. Mal,
okay.
Are you keeping time? Mal? Are you still there?
Yes.
Are you keeping 1 minute on time on each speaker?
I'm trying to, but I'm trying to let them finish their sentences, and
yeah.
We now have only 4 minutes and 40 seconds left of the meeting.
Okay.
So if you want to set a...
We're just sticking to what we said, so that's fine.
No, but we're dealing in... I'm sorry, point of order.
Yeah.
We're dealing with someone who in their 3 minute presentation spoke for almost 5, and in their 1 minute presentation spoke for almost 2. You know, we all have a lot to say. We're all long winded. We all are sure that when we're speaking, it's short.
Okay, so it's just a reminder to Mal to please let me know when the 1 minute for each person has elapsed, okay?
Minutes left.
Okay, so next was Hank.
Well, you know, I appreciate everybody loving the bylaws and everything, but we left them a long time ago. And to pretend at this point that we're adhering to them is nonsense. To try and get back to them makes some sense. But if we're going to count tit for tat on which plan most closely adheres to bylaws that we abandoned almost 2 years ago now, when it comes to elections, we're wasting a lot of time.
Okay. Richard?
First off, I want to make sure that when we're talking about this, we say board term, when people say board term, not to be confused with P and B terms. Those are 1-year terms, and it happens every year. This should, we're talking about delegates' terms, and that those people may or may not be on the national board. I support what Serene just was. Excuse me. I support what Serene just suggested. We have one meeting that elects 12 people in 2015.
Thank you. Mean one election, not one meeting.
What did I say? A meeting?
You said one meeting.
No, it'll be a million. It'll be a million meetings. It's just one election.
Point of order, please.
Yes.
Not to cut off debate, but we said we were going to stop at 10:25.
Oh, thank you so much for reminding us. That's a very important point. Okay. So,
Janet Kay, I move to.
Okay, hang on. I didn't call on you, Janet Kay. Hold on. Now, I
heard. Point of order.
Yeah, point of order, take precedence. Go ahead, Michael.
So I think we need to, since the time has expired, we need to move to an immediate vote. The problem is that the motion that was presented is not conducive to a yes or no vote because it offers a choice. It says Serene's motion was to vote whether to have a combined election or a single election in 2015. If people want to vote on that, then they should vote either the vote should be combined or single.
Okay, that seems to make sense in terms of parliamentary process. Serene, do you have any objection to reframing the vote that way?
I think I used the term single or double.
Hang on,
single
let Serene speak. Go ahead.
I think I used the term single.
Yes, but double is confusing. Double confused people.
Well, I said single meaning 12 and double meaning 24 in a 2015 election.
Okay. Can one of you just restate what exactly we're voting on?
Point of order, please.
Yes, your point of order.
Yes, I would like to ask that these conflicting and contradictory and confusing motions be reduced to writing, and I'd like to table the motion until we
order.
Can see things in writing and vote on it at the next meeting.
Point of order.
Yes, your point of order. Serene.
That is not a point of order.
Yeah. Right.
A personal request is not a point of order.
That's correct. A motion to table or postpone is in order as a motion, but not as a point of order.
Okay, my point of order was that we have to move to immediate vote. The only question is what are we voting on? So
right.
I'm fine if we say have a combined election for 24 or a single election for 12.
Okay.
People would vote for one or the other. It's not a yes or no vote. So I'm going to call the roll.
Okay. Does anyone not understand what they're voting on?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What's your question?
Chair, the meeting is over.
No, I understand, but we're in the middle of a vote. What's the question about what you're about to vote on? Who was that that said yes?
This is Vanessa. It was not clear to me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Chair,
Maria Elena, it's not clear to me.
So, Michael, you try, and then maybe Serene can try to make it clear.
Yes. We should vote on whether to have a combined election for 24 delegates or a single election for 12 delegates in 2015.
Okay, Serene, do you want to add to that?
No, I'm fine with that language.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
The point is that people would vote combined or 24 or single 12.
Both are a single election.
Yes. It's only one election. That's why I said combine rather than double.
Well,
one election.
Can I suggest for clarity, we just when your name is called, you just say 24 seats or 12 seats. Would Michael and Serene accept that language?
Yeah.
Just so everyone's really clear what they're voting on.
Mr. Chair.
Point of order.
Yes, point of order.
Okay. I don't agree that we have to vote now. I mean, I think it would be good if we did, but we don't have to. The vote specifies two options. So for people who don't agree with either option,
you can vote neither.
Okay.
Now, in terms of voting now or not,
This is the normal Robert's Rules procedure. When a time for an item is up, it comes to a vote. So that's just the normal procedure.
Maria Elena here, point of order.
Yes.
The way the question is phrased is too confusing. Essentially, we either vote for one motion at a time. Either we vote, all of us, yay or nay, with regard to having an election of 12 delegates in 2015, and then we take a separate vote with regard to whether or not we consider 24 delegates. Now, I don't care what order we put that in, but it's really confusing to have a kind of vote where you cannot vote yay or nay, but simply give a number.
Okay. I have an idea that might simplify it. What if we handle this as a main motion and a substitute motion? So Serene could pick, because she originated this, which one you want to be the main motion, and then the other one could be the substitute. And, you know, if you vote for the substitute, then that knocks out the main one, and then you go from there. Serene, would that...
And what would be considered...
Janet, a point of order.
Hold on. Let me just get the answer to my question, then I'll call on you, Janet. Serene,
what would be considered the substitute in this case?
That would be up to you, since you brought it. So you could choose either one to be the main one or the substitute.
You might want to
make it the one that you favor as the main motion, then someone else could.
But I'm saying there are four or five motions, it seems.
Right. Well, but in your conception, it's two
Janet
options.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Okay, Janet Kay. Go ahead.
So I'm hearing suggestion to for Serene to propose a substitute. The way that Robert's Rules works is that no, we cannot add a substitute. We have to vote on the motion.
Okay,
and time's up.
That's normally
because
the case.
I would like to add a substitute.
Okay,
myself.
Hang on. Let me clarify what I meant by substitute. What I meant was the point that several members have made is that they find this formulation of the motion, which is an unusual one of an either or motion, to be confusing. So I'm not allowing Serene or any other member to introduce new concepts, but to break up the or into two separate pieces that would be voted on separately. So I think that is in order within Robert's rules. And I'm asking
for that point of information, Carol.
Yes, your point of information.
Point
Carol.
Of order,
yes,
Janet.
Okay, Janet, your point of order.
So if people are confused, they can vote neither.
That doesn't solve the problem.
I am interested in being fair to everyone who feels that the vote, the framing is not clear or not, you know, kind of an accurate way to reflect their sentiments. So I think because this is an unusual situation, that at least my one suggestion is how I'd like to proceed. So I go back to Serene and ask if you would accept that reformulation, or if you have another idea of how to...
Serene finishes point of information.
Hang on. Let me just hear Serene's answer, and then I'll call on you.
Point of order, Carolyn, here, please.
Yes, point of order.
Yes. How many people on the call, and who is voting? Members of both committees and so on? Just the election committee?
Okay. How many people on the call is irrelevant. We have quorum, and the people are voting, as we said earlier, are the members of the governance committee. Okay.
No, the people who are voting are members of the election.
No, the election committee.
Oh, sorry. I am losing it. Yes, of course. I have exactly reversed.
Okay,
Chair.
All right.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
All right. Hang on. Richard, your point of order?
Yeah. As I understood things, what we did was we discussed four or five different concepts, right, and then Serene made a motion, and the only motion was Serene's motion. So if we're acting on things, I think it's wrong to confuse those discussions about the concepts as being motions. They weren't motions. They were discussions about concepts. Is that right or wrong?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. The only issue on the floor is this question of how to vote on, you know, the 12 versus the 24 this year. That's all we're discussing right now. Or not discussing anymore. We're actually about to vote on it, and we just want to get the wording or the format. So let me just ask Serene again, or let Serene have a chance to answer. Is this okay to make, you know, the 24 seat or the 12 seat the main motion and the 24 the substitute, or vice versa?
Yeah, the 12 would be the main and the 24 would be the substitute.
Okay. So
point of order, Carolyn here.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, I would like to see this in writing in our emails before we vote. I'm sure Serene would.
Okay, we are 5 minutes past our agreed adjourn time, so I'm going to ask Michael to read the text of the main motion and the substitute as we've now just agreed on it, so everyone is crystal clear, and then we're going to proceed with the vote.
Well, my point is I'm not crystal clear without it being in writing. I need to see it in writing.
The secretary
One person at a time. Okay, I heard your point, Carolyn. Let me ask either Michael or Serene if you're in a position right now to send it in writing.
I do not have it.
I'm trying to send it in writing. I'm trying to forward it to everybody.
Thank you, Mike.
Janet K., point of information.
Yes, Janet.
Point of information that I've been asking for the last 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry, Vanessa. I forgot. Go ahead.
Okay, and maybe it would be solved by it receiving it in writing or Serene reading it or something, but I wanted to know the implication of her main motion of 12 seats, so that exactly logistically how would that work? There would be an election to fill 12 seats. When, and then when would the next election be?
Serene?
The election would be held in 2015. People would be seated in December of 2015. 12 new spots. I don't know if they're going to be new people. And for the next election, and I don't even have the text in front of me anymore. Election would be in 26, huh?
Go ahead.
No, if had my motion in front of me, in front of them, they're welcome to answer the question for me. I think it's 2016 would be the next election, and so there would be another.
Janet, take point of order.
Okay,
so I just wanted to make sure I'm still in my point of information.
Yeah, go ahead.
Make sure I understand that there would be one election in 2015, 12 seats, and another 12-seat election in 2016, correct?
That's correct. And then 2018 would be the next election after that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Janet, what's your point of order?
So the motion that Serene put out was not to vote on the two different proposals, on her proposal versus mine.
No.
So and by the way, both those had been sent out to the election committee and to the governance committee. It is what we're voting on is just whether we agree to that there are 24 delegates should be elected in 2015 or 12 delegates, period. There's nothing to...
correct. Everything else will be left to future meetings.
Right. So that's the proposal, isn't it? That's the motion.
That's her motion.
Point. I just sent that to everybody.
I'm sorry, who just spoke?
I just sent that to everybody. Michael.
Oh, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Okay,
thank
so
you.
Everyone who's at a computer, please check it, and you'll see it.
And I'm about to read it, if I can. Okay. Where I sent it from. Hang on a second.
All right.
I need to look at my sent mail.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. While he's looking, who else was trying to speak?
Okay, here. I have it here.
Go ahead.
Okay, the main motion at this point is have a single election for only 12 delegates in 2015, with the delegates seated in December for a three-year term. The next election would be held in 2016 for 12 delegates for a three-year term. I repeat.
Point of order, Janet.
Hold on. Let him finish reading, and then I'll hear you.
But that was not what.
Just let me hear him say the whole thing.
Okay. Point of order, please.
Yeah. What's your point of order?
If you could remind the member that you call a point of order, you wait to be recognized, and then you speak. You do not call a point of order and begin speaking.
Right.
It's late. We're all tired. But let's do it and get off the phone.
Okay. Michael,
yes, okay.
Continue.
If I can finish, there's a substitute motion, which will affect only the first part, which would be to have a combined election of 24 delegates in 2015 with the delegates seated in December for either a one-year or three-year term. under either the main or the substitute, the next election will be held in 2016 for 12 delegates for a three-year term.
Okay.
Let me repeat it one more time. Main motion, a single election for 12 delegates in 2015 with a delegate seat in December for a three-year term. Substitute, a combined election for 24 delegates in 2015 with a delegate seat in December for either a one-year or three-year term. And in both cases, the next election will be held in 2016 for 12 delegates for a three-year term.
Okay, thank you.
So we vote on the substitute first.
Right. So, Janet, do you still need a point of order, or can we proceed to the vote?
Well, I guess I have nothing more to say right now.
Okay. All right. So we're first voting on the second thing Michael read, which is just say it again quickly. Yes or no?
Right. Yes, we're voting whether to substitute this into the main motion. Have a combined election for 24 delegates in 2015 with the delegates seated in December for either a one-year or three-year term.
Okay, so that's the substitute we're voting. You can vote yes, no, or abstain on that substitute. And if that passes, then that becomes the main motion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is Teresa. I do have one point of information.
Okay.
In regard to the seating of 24 people, if you were elected as one of those 24 people, would that be when the clock starts as to your eligibility to assume to go to the PNB? So if you weren't seated until later, but you were elected now, could you after 1 year go to the PNB?
Serene, you want to answer that?
No, it wouldn't be Serene. It would be the other person. The person that
Janet
proposed the combined election.
Wait, hang on. I can't hear Teresa. Repeat your question.
I think the question would be go to the person that proposed the 24 seating,
which is Janet Kay.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Thank you, Janet.
Right, I see. All right, go ahead, Janet. Answer that.
Well, that is not part of the my proposal, but whenever an LSB member seated their PNB. The amount of time they would need to serve on the PNB would start then.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did she say when the person was seated or when they were elected? I couldn't hear her very well.
Seated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she meant elected.
No.
Yeah, I sensed there was some confusion in the question.
Your eligibility begins when you're seated.
Okay. All right, so we're voting first on the substitute to have the combined election 24 seats this year, right? Michael,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Call the roll.
Teresa Allen?
I say yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Pass.
Fred Blair? Fred Blair. Jim Brown. Jim Brown.
Pass.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
No.
Cynthia Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Mr. Chair, I thought we were asking one committee.
Yeah, he's only reading the
election committee. Kim Kaufman is on the election committee.
I got you.
Kim Kaufman? Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
I'm going to pass. Lawrence Reyes?
I'm going to pass.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Richard Ezell.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Going back, Carolyn Burden, you passed. Carolyn Burden?
No, I need to see it in writing. I'm going to vote no until I do.
I'm sorry? I sent it
I'm
out.
I'm voting no until I see it in writing. No.
I sent it out in writing. Check your email.
I'm sorry, this is not time enough to consider.
Okay, folks, okay. Don't get to explain their vote.
Okay.
She voted no.
Did
go
you
ahead.
Say you're voting no?
She said no, yes. She
okay.
did say, or correct.
No.
Okay, but
thank
she says she's voting no until she can see it. That's
okay,
what I'm
Michael,
to say.
People don't
okay.
explain their
all
votes,
right.
they just
fine.
Cast
all right,
them.
Fine.
I'm not a speed reader, thank you. I need to vote no until I see it. And
point of order.
Okay, let's right. go right. on to the next voter, please.
Fred Blair. Still not voting. Jim Brown, you passed?
No.
Cynthia Johnson. Still not here. Kim Kaufman. I guess I'm going to vote no. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Okay, that's one, two, three yeses, and one, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. I'm sorry, 4 yeses. No, 3 yeses, that's right. I'm going to need something else. 3 yeses and 9 no's.
Okay, so the substitute motion is defeated, and now we're at the main motion. Michael, could you please read the main motion?
The main motion is have a single election for only 12 delegates in 2015, with the delegates seated in December for a 3-year term. The next election will be held in 2016 for 12 delegates for a 3-year term.
Okay, so please call the roll.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes. Can
Carolyn
you hear me?
Burden? Yes,
you
I heard you. Yes, vote.
Thank you.
Carolyn Burden.
Same objection, no.
Fred Blair. He's not present anymore. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
Maria Elena Castellanos votes. Yes.
I'm sorry, yes? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Cynthia Johnson. Kim Kaufman. Janet Coburn?
No.
Hank Lamb?
No.
Bob Litterer?
Yes.
I guess I'm voting yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Okay, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes, and 1, 2, 3 no's.
Okay, so the motion passes. Yeah. All right, we are, of course, way past time, but we must set our next meeting date.
Yeah.
So is there any objection to a 5-minute extension to discuss next meeting date? Okay, hearing none, then we'll do that. And that's the only purpose of this extension.
Point of information, did we not add another 5 minutes to discuss some other item?
No, we didn't. I mean, we said that would be at the end of the agenda, but then actually that got withdrawn later because it was covered by another item. So,
okay,
yeah.
Sorry for the confusion.
That's okay. So now, what time frame would people think? 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? Just
Point of information.
Yes.
Is this for a combined meeting or just the election committee?
Well, that's a good question. My suggestion would be since we're only partway there that we should have at least one more combined meeting. But does anyone – let's start with that question. Does anyone disagree with another combined meeting?
Okay,
Hold on. Does anyone disagree?
Yeah.
Well, point of information?
Yes. Well, William.
What else is left?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, at this point, my mind is a little blank. Serene, since you brought it not as the ultimate motion,
okay.
but as a conceptual, can you explain?
Well, Richard and I, shockingly enough, which should cause everyone to just say yes, Richard and I are in very close alignment in terms of of the motions that we've offered, and we just need to finalize language. I sent something out. He sent out, he thought it was a little convoluted, I guess. He sent out language that he said was simpler, and I actually made some adjustments to it, and I'd like us to be able to discuss it. I think it would be good if we could do it jointly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So let me ask again, is there any objection to having our next meeting be another joint meeting? Okay, hearing none, then that's what we'll do. All right, so the question is when? Do we think 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now? What are the floors
the 26th,
open?
Perhaps?
Okay.
3 weeks works better.
Okay, so.
No, not the 26th.
Okay, so we have a 2 week proposal and we have a 3 week proposal.
What's KPFTX saying?
Okay.
The 19th and the 26th are open on KPFTX.
No, that's a week. We're not doing it in a week.
No. Okay, right. So the 26th or the 28th are open.
Not the 27th.
No, the following week.
February?
The
February
first
2nd
week
is
February.
Open. February 2nd. Almost February. Everything is open in February. February 2nd is open.
That's...
And by the way, just FYI, governance is
governance meets on the 2nd. They just haven't claimed the time yet. That's
who
a
is
standing
it?
Meeting. Governance meets on the 2nd, first Tuesday of the month.
That's the 3rd.
That's
governance
the 3rd.
Is meeting on Tuesday the 3rd.
Can we just have one conversation? I mean,
Someone was
speaking when Mr. Wenger started.
Right. What I think everyone was saying at the same time is that governance is meeting on Tuesday the 3rd. The other days of that week are open of February. It's the 3rd of February. So what I hear is a proposal for the week of the January 26th versus February 2nd. Does anyone want to motivate their preference?
Hold on.
Ask to be recognized. Okay.
Benito to the stack.
Benito.
Teresa, did you hear my name?
Yes. Anyone else? Okay.
Please.
Benito. Was that Serene?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, you're a little faint. Benito first.
Yeah, I would just like to suggest that we do it on Monday, February the 2nd, just because I know there's at least two of us on this call that have another meeting on the 26th.
Oh, a Pacifica meeting?
No.
Oh, okay.
You mean
all right.
Okay. You mean
no,
like a local meeting?
Yeah. Okay.
Janet K.
All right, I'll add you. Teresa's next.
I would suggest that we have this meeting as soon as possible. I had asked that the NES be at this meeting, and I'm really eager to hear the report.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry. Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Serene.
So the PMB is meeting on the 29th, and I'm sure there's more than enough action for 1 week for me. I'd like us to just do it on February 2nd and get it over with.
Okay. Janet?
I'd like us to just vote. I mean, why are we spending time discussing? Can we just...
Well, just wanted to hear, what the issues are. So, okay, is there any objection to just moving to a vote? Well, actually, we don't have... Yeah, all right. Well, we'll do the week, and then we'll come back and do the day of that week.
Point of information?
Yes.
The last vote, which way are we going? 24 people?
No.
12.
12 is here. Yeah,
12. Okay.
Okay, so I guess this is a simple what's called a fill-in-the-blank in Robert's Rules. So you can vote for either the week of the 26th, or actually let's just streamline this. Can we just have a specific day on each week to propose,
yes.
And then we have to vote twice?
Yes.
So what are those days?
I propose Wednesday the 4th.
Okay.
February 4th for the second week.
Does anyone know of a schedule conflict on Wednesday the 4th?
I have a schedule conflict. Maria Elena here. I would propose Tuesday, February.
Tuesday's already taken by governance.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet.
Well, Monday the 2nd was already proposed.
No, it was Monday. It was the second week.
No,
did somebody have
a... No, I proposed
Benito had proposed it.
It proposed Monday the 2nd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a conflict.
Okay.
But point of information, what about the 25th, 26th, 27th?
Well, we're doing 28th. 1 week at a time. Okay, so in terms of the week of the 2nd, there's some member, one member has a conflict on the 4th, a couple members have a conflict on the 2nd. The only other one I see open that week is Thursday the 5th.
I wouldn't assume Thursday is going to be free. The PNB is going to be busy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, oh boy, we're somebody may not be able to attend. That's just the nature of having such a large group. So, if need be, we may have to vote for three options: the Monday the 2nd, Wednesday the 4th, and then the week, the previous week.
I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Okay, go ahead, Doreen.
So, since this is a joint meeting with elections and governance has the 3rd. I don't know how many governance people are still on the phone. Could we be so bold as to have that meeting, meeting then? And
That's an interesting idea. What are some of the governance members? Yeah, let me just call on governance members.
On the 3rd, right?
So Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. I'm on governance too, and I do too.
Janet, can I point of information?
Yes, Janet.
So would that be a governance committee meeting or an election committee meeting?
Who cares?
It would be an election committee meeting. We're continuing in the same vein that we began the discussion. Okay, because what is already scheduled is a governance committee meeting, so the governance committee would not have its meeting. Is that right?
Exactly.
Who's the chair of the governance committee?
George.
George Ryder.
Well, he's not here, so we just chair. There are a significant number of members of the committee here, and really we can begin and have this discussion for the first hour, and then you elections people can go away, and we governance people can continue. I mean, we really don't have to spend hours on the phone all the time, people.
I agree. Maria Elena here. I am on governance as well, and I agree with the proposal that we merge the two for the first Tuesday of February.
Okay, so
Can I speak? I'm
sure.
On the governance committee.
Of course, go ahead.
I'm not sure what governance is going to do there, so I'm not sure what I'm being asked to forego. But I, at this point, don't want to forego either one. And I would ask, you know, initially people said, we can't meet in 1 week because, oh, my gosh, they didn't say why. They said we can't meet in another week. We haven't looked at the alternatives. Before we usurp governance's meeting time, why don't we look at some of the other alternatives, like maybe meeting next week, because we're kind of all up to speed right now, and I don't see why, if next week is open, or even in 2 weeks, we don't just move and take it. So I object in conceptually to this rush to judgment. I feel like I'm getting the bum's rush here.
Benito,
the first from the eighth are open.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead, Richard.
What was said about January the 26th? Was that ruled out for some reason?
I would not be able to attend.
Right. And there were different people that said that was not a good day for them. So we can vote on whatever people want to vote on. I hear that there's a proposal for the 3rd. To combine with governance, and if John wants to make a specific substitute motion, we can vote on that first. So, do you have one, John?
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
I'll tell you what's open. The
21st
and 28th
are open.
You have to have
Wednesday nights.
Wait, too many people talking.
Let me just clarify. We have to have 7 days' notice, so the only remaining day with 7 days' notice in that week is Wednesday the 21st. So are you proposing that?
Yeah, I propose that.
Okay. All right, so...
Benito to the stack.
All right, but folks, it's 11 o'clock. Can we try to wrap, just go to the vote and vote first on that, and if that wins, that's the date. If that fails, then we vote on the 3rd, the combined meeting on the 3rd.
Point of information, the 28th is also open.
Are you proposing that? As another alternative?
If the 21st fails, I would propose it as an alternative.
Okay. All right. So is there anyone that really urgently needs to speak before we vote? Okay. Hearing none, then let's
Let's start.
Well, point of information.
Okay.
My question is, what are we voting on?
Okay, here's what we're voting on. Yes or no on the 21st. If no, then the floor will be open to, well, we already have a proposal of the 3rd, but Michael has just said he might offer a second alternative of the 28th. So it depends on how the first vote goes.
Do we get to speak against the 21st?
If you must, sure.
Just briefly, there's a PMB meeting on the 18th, 20th, and the 22nd.
Okay.
You guys are wonderful. I don't want to be on the phone again.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Benito also to the stack.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I echo the same sentiment. You know, all of next week,
okay,
all of the following week, which is the week of all of the week of the 12th, the 19th, all of them are taken up day by day by day, back-to-back meeting after meeting. Yeah, I think, you know, let's give ourselves, we are human.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And with regard to the 21st, at least the folks on this call from PFW have a programming committee meeting.
Okay. John, do you still want to pursue the vote on your motion?
Carolyn, point of order, please.
Hold on. I'm asking a question of John.
I guess I'd like to hear the, the 28th is acceptable to me, too.
Okay,
I'm just saying, let's not leave.
I'm asking, are you withdrawing the motion for the 21st, John?
Jesus. It's hard to know without knowing what the objections are.
Okay, it'll save time because I think the sentiments are clear, but it's up to you.
Okay, I'll withdraw it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the motion now
is... point of order. Yeah, the point of order from Carolyn.
I'm sorry, from Carolyn. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I think we could clarify a lot of this if the motions were presented in writing. And
this
we
is
could
the
vote
date.
Online.
We always
and
do the date
we,
on
we
the
could
phone.
Vote online.
Okay, we're
and
almost
we
done.
Could vote online.
All right.
My
the proposal
is,
now
can
is
we vote online if we have the proposals in writing? Is there an objection to putting them in writing?
You mean
point of order?
Hold on. Well, let me just say one thing. If the proposal is to do a poll before deciding, then that's a different motion, and we can take that up. But right now we're talking about specific dates. So what's your point of order, Serene?
I'm sorry. I guess maybe it's a point of information. What is she talking about? What is she asking for in writing?
Carolyn?
The motions that we've been circulating for the past month and a half?
No, the dates.
Okay, let's go forward with this vote and
okay,
see what happens. So we have the 28th. Michael, you're now offering that? Well, actually, John's offering that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that's the substitute motion. If that fails, then we'll go to the other motion for the 3rd in combination with the current date of governance. Okay, so please
point
call the roll.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, is this just the only the elections committee, right?
Yeah, although I think it would be helpful to hear the opinion,
mm-hmm.
Not the opinion, but the yes or no as a non-binding just indication of availability of the other folks. So start with governance, start with elections, and then,
point of information.
And then the others. Yes, Janet.
Sorry. I mean, I heard a whole bunch of other dates. I didn't hear just 2 dates.
We've been through this, okay? We found that different conflicts exist, and so we've narrowed it down to the ones that seem to have the most possible support are either the 28th or the 3rd. So, Michael, please call the roll on January 28th, which is a Wednesday.
Okay, I'm calling the election committee first, then we'll check with the governance. Teresa Allen on the 28th?
Yes, I say yes.
Carolyn Burden on the 28th? Carolyn Burden. Fred Blair.
Information. Burton votes no.
Information.
Burton votes
yes,
no.
Your point of information.
Yes, I have January 28th, like the date that the new PMB members will be seated.
Can someone clarify
29.
That?
29th. Thursday the
29th. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Okay, this is a question of meeting on Wednesday the 28th. Teresa Allen said yes. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Fred Blair? Probably not here anymore. Jim Brown?
No.
Meeting on the 28th? No. Maria Elena Castellanos?
No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Cynthia Johnson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? I don't hear any more. Janet Coburn?
No.
Hank Lamb. Bob Lederer?
No.
Michael Novick voting yes. Lawrence Reyes?
President not voting.
Serene Roberts?
That's an abstain?
Yeah, we'll call an abstain.
Serene votes no.
Serene Roberts? Serene Roberts?
I vote
sorry.
No.
Serene Roberts?
Can you hear me?
Now
you
I can.
No.
I vote no. Thank you.
Okay. Richard Uzzell?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Okay. I have one, two,
I didn't
three
vote.
Guesses.
Someone said they
Adriana
didn't vote.
Wasn't called?
I'm only calling the elections committee first.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I have three yeses and eight noes on the 28th for the elections committee, so I'll just say that's moot.
And one abstain.
And one abstain, yes.
Right, yeah, I would say
so,
because
okay.
It's so far
yeah,
below
I'm not
quorum
gonna, yeah,
that
yeah.
It wouldn't work even if,
okay.
You know, the governance folks wanted to come. So, okay, so now the proposal is Tuesday, February 3rd, which is already a scheduled governance committee, and this would be combined. So go ahead, Michael.
Okay, should I go governance first on this one? Because if they don't want to do it, I think that would...
That sounds fair.
Okay, so... let me take a look. I don't know.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes.
Yes, will we receive all of these proposals in writing for the voting dates?
People have been distributing everything in writing, and they will, I'm sure, continue to distribute to both committees in writing.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Mal Bernstein? I'm sorry?
She said she thinks he left.
Okay. Marielena Castellanos?
For February 3rd, yes.
Okay. Benita Diaz for the 3rd?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon-Briggs for the 3rd? May not be in the call anymore. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? Not there. William Heerwagen for the 3rd.
I would like to know, I'd like to be assured before I vote that this would be an election committee meeting controlled by the chair of the election committee.
We're voting on an election committee meeting, but we're asking for the kind of a go-ahead from
yeah.
the...
Right, but I just want to make sure that somebody in governance is going to come back and say, well, you're meeting at our meeting, so we're in control.
Okay, Kim Kaufman. Not anymore. Tony Norman.
How did William vote?
Yes. Tony, yes.
George Ryder is not in the call anymore. Lawrence Reyes.
President not voting.
Call that abstain. Serene Roberts?
Serene votes yes.
Yes. Nancy Sabara Naritomi? Might not be here anymore. John Wenger?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
So I have 7 yeses and 1 abstain from the governance committee, so it sounds like they'd be okay with this, so I'll call our...
Adriana vote yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Adriana, that's right, because it came in later. All right. Okay, so that's 8 yeses and 1 abstain from governance. Teresa Allen for elections committee on the 3rd.
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burton for an elections committee on the 3rd, jointly with governance?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Fred Blair not here. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Maria Elena Castellanos already voted yes, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah. Cynthia Johnson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman apparently not here. Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
My pen is running out of any care for me. Okay. Hank Lamb? Hank Lamb? Don't hear anything. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Lawrence Reyes already abstained. Serene Roberts already voted yes. Richard Uzzell?
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson, I think, already voted yes.
Right.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses and 1 no and 2 abstains.
Okay, so that clearly has a majority of both committees, so we'll see everyone on Tuesday, February 3rd, and thank you all for a very good discussion. Thank you, Michael, for secretarial.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Bob. Yeah. Good night.
Everybody. Right. Good night. Good
thank night, you, everybody, for your patience.
It's probably good morning already.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.